Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bearing witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Last time we were talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very interesting, amazing way have used the tools of knowledge, such as the words, such as the pen, such as the ink, such as the book, in a very interesting way in exchange of His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all related to the name of Allah, the all-knowing, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that led us to reach to the simplified understanding that this universe is nothing but the book of creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two books, Kitab Allah al-Maqru', the readable book of Allah, the book of Allah that you can read, which is the Holy Quran, the written book of Allah, wa Kitab Allah al-Manzur, which is the book of creation. Even some non-Muslim have reached to the same understanding, like the author of the book of jungle. Those of you who read the book of jungle or watched the movie, the book of jungle, he called the jungle a book. So just the jungle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this whole universe is nothing but a written book for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a book, one of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The readable book of Allah, which is the Quran, is only readable by believers. But the book of creation is readable by everybody. Believers and non-believers, Muslims and non-Muslims are alike. And it is a standing, living testimony of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have used in a very explicit way, the word, in exchange of creation, such as literally calling Prophet Isa alayhi salam a word, and literally calling Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam a word. That leads us also to reach to the understanding that this universe is nothing but a direct reflection of the book of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This universe exists because it has been written before. It has been designed and written, and the reason for existence is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge is not written after the creation, it's written before the creation. If I may use this simplified example, think about the movie. The movie, if you're watching a movie, and think about these pictures that go into this movie. We have 60 frames, we have actually 29 frames per second. Okay, and these frames, when they go at a certain speed, you can see the moving picture. So think of this simplified example. Think of this film as to be the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think of this universe as the image, projected image on the screen that comes out of this movie. So this is exactly what happens. So when you see that, and you combine this simplified example with the statements of the Quran, especially the ones where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, say إِنَّ عِدَّةَ شُهُرِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that the month, the count of month are 12 in the book of Allah, the book of creation. That will reach, you will make you simplify this whole creation and this whole existence as a book, one of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time is are the pages. So right now we are in page number 2009. Thank you, may Allah bless you. So this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves forward and doesn't move backward. So we are right now on page 2009. We appear suddenly in the book at the page where we're born. And then the pages are flipping and we are on page 2009. And then you will also, using this simplified example, that will give you an idea how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-awwal, the one who's before the creation, wal-akhir, the one who is before everything, before time starts, wal-akhir, and he is the one after the time ends. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him, everything to him is yesterday, is like, he's the author of the book. Yesterday is like tomorrow, is like today, is like next year, is like the day of judgment. When he took Prophet Muhammad to heaven, he showed him the part of the book in the day of judgment after this book of dunya ends and the other book, which is the day of judgment, start. He showed them the scenes over there. He had seen Bilal in Jannah and he came and he said, Bilal, I've seen you in Jannah. What have you done to be in Jannah? And then Bilal said that after he makes wudu, he prays to rak'ah. Every time he breaks his wudu, he makes wudu again and he prays to rak'ah. So this is the way you can see, it's like a storyboard. To Allah, think of it. If you do a storyboard, And then you put pictures. Here's the guy who was born. Here's the guy who's growing up. Here's the guy who's getting married. Here's the guy is giving his first child, second child. The child is growing, attending the wedding. Blah, 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 all the way. Okay, retiring, dying. All you put, just imagine, all are on a storyboard. For you, you can look and see when the guy was born. At the same time, you can look and see when the guy died. For you, it is all happening at the same time. There's no yesterday and there's no today. They are all in one board right in front of your eyes. Think of the way, think of this simplified example as the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the time is nothing for Him. I mean, He is the one who made up the time, who created the time. So the time doesn't control Him. And He contains the time. The time doesn't contain Him. You and me are contained within a certain period of time. Page 1968 to page Allah knows 2030. Before this page I didn't exist. After this page I don't exist. I started as a word of Allah. I started appearing on this page and disappearing on that page. So I am contained within the time. But Allah contains the entire time. Al-awwal wal-akhir. He contains the time. He controls the time. The time doesn't contain Him. And the time doesn't contain Him. And doesn't control Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you read that, and you combine this also with the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that talks about the pen. The pen. What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about the pen? He said, أول ما خلق الله القلم. The first thing Allah created was the pen. ثم أمره أن يكتب. Allah commanded the pen to start writing. So, فجرى فكتب كل ما حدث وما سيحدث إلى يوم القيامة. Speaking at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said the pen started writing. So the pen wrote whatever happened before the time of the Prophet and whatever will happen after the time of the Prophet until the day of judgment. It's all Allah commanded the pen to write and the pen started writing. Wrote everything, the whole thing, the designs, the details, everything. Those details exist because they have been pre-written by this pen before. You read that pen and then you try to look at the verses that started the beginning of the Quran, which is read, again, using the tools of knowledge. The word read. Read, okay, read. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read, but in the name of your Lord, the one who created, the maker. So again, read and creation together in the same verse. Then the next one, الَّذِي عَلَّمَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ اقْرَى بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقَ اقْرَى وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمْ. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, the one who taught with the pen. So what is the relation of this pen and the knowledge? عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمْ. Knowledge, pen. Okay? And what's the relation of the pen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? All these questions need to be looked at and answered. On the top of that, whenever you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, one may reach to a wrong understanding that if it has been pre-written, then are we responsible of what we're doing? If it has been pre-written and been redesigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so how could it be that we are held responsible? When you read Surah Ar-Ra'd, you see very interesting verse. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases from the books what He wishes, erases. The word even doesn't mention book. Erases, again, knowledge, erase. This, we use that while learning, tools of knowledge, eraser. Okay? Erases what He wishes and endorses what He wishes. And with Him is the master controlling main book. وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. The book that doesn't change. So this book, then what is it happening? What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is erasing? And what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is endorsing? And what is it that the book, the master book that He has that does not get erased? It's all endorsed. The all endorsed book that nothing gets erased out of it. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is erasing some stuff from books and then endorsing other stuff and then He has the book? Why doesn't He just have one book? The unerasable book, the book that doesn't change. And how is that related to us making the choices? What's the relationship between our will and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This particular relationship is explicitly mentioned at the end of Surah Al-Muddathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. To the ones who wishes to follow the straight path. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The very next verse says, you will never have your will granted unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, wills. So your will is a slave will of Allah. So you cannot will something against the will of Allah. No. When you will something, Allah has to endorse your will. If Allah does not endorse your will, then your will is not going to happen. But who initiated the will? You initiated the will. And then Allah will either endorse it and give you what you want, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deny you what you want. Not everything that you will, you get. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Whomsoever wants the pleasures of this life, he's interested into the pleasures of this life. This is what he's focused on. And he's ignoring the pleasures of the hereafter. So he's focused on the pleasures of this life. He wants them. Does he get what he wants? No, not everything. So Allah says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا. We give مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. We give the one whom we want what we want. So not everybody wishes for something, gets it, and not gets everything, and not everybody gets what he or she wants. It is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. And this is makes sense, because we sometimes have conflicting wills. Like this one girl. He wants to marry her. I want to marry her. Oh, okay. Allah bless you. Tell me before it's 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay. You want to marry the girl. I want to marry the girl. Okay, we both want to marry the girl. I want, you want. Now, who is going to marry the girl? Only one. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decides who marries the girl. So, you want, I want, we all want in our heart, the wants in our heart. It's not happening yet. Okay, so what we want in our heart is under our control. Nobody, Allah is not forcing you to want something. You want what you want. Okay, and then whatever happens is what Allah has decided. Now you might say, then based on what? Of course, based on His infinite wisdom and infinite knowledge. However, He gave us a simplified understanding so that we can understand how does He, Allah, want. How come when some people want, there are good guys and bad guys. How come sometimes the bad guys get what they want? And then in other situations, the good guys get what they want. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work it out? It is because they are conflicting. They want something. The good guys, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Allah wants you to repent, but the people who follow their desires and temptations want you to go crooked, to go into very severe state of crookedness. Okay? So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want? At the end, we are on the same boat. At the end, whatever happens, happens to all of us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Fear a punishment, fear a situation, a painful punishing situation that is not going to only harm the ones who have committed the sins among you. It's going to cover everybody. Believers and non-believers. Good guys and bad guys. Righteous people and criminals. All of them in the same boat, they are going to sink together. And the Prophet Muhammad even further explained that in a simplified example by saying, there is only one boat. مثل القائم على حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها وأصاب بعضهم أسفلها فكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء بروا على من فوقهم فآذوهم فقالوا لو أنا شققنا لنا في جدار المركب شقة فلو أنهم تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا وهلكوا جميعا ولو أنهم أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا. Which means that the example of the people, the good guys and the bad guys, are the example of people who are traveling in one ship. Okay, the good guys are on the bottom, the good guys are on the top. The bad guys, every time they want to get water, they pass by the good guys and fetch water. So they interrupt men, and it's too much work to go upstairs and then go there and then bring water and then come back and go downstairs. It's too much work. So they came up with a brilliant idea, and they made a a good excuse for it. They said, "Oh, when we go upstairs, we harm and bother the people upstairs." "Oh yeah, okay. You're so nice. What do you want to do?" "Oh, I want to cut an opening in the wall of the ship to get the water." "Oh yeah, right. You're so nice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you. You want to cut?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If the people, the good guys upstairs, let the people downstairs cut, make that cut, then what's going to happen? All of them will sink. All of them will sink. Even though the will of the good guys not to sink. The bad guys are the ones who made the act that they were supposed to sink by themselves. No, everybody will sink." Endorsed further by hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when the Prophet said, يَغْزُ جَيْشٌ فِي أَخْرِ الزَّمَانِ الْكَعْبَةِ, there will be an army invading Mecca towards the near the Day of Judgment, towards the end of time. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانُوا بِبَيْدَاءَ مِنْ بَيْدَاءَ, until they come near Mecca, outside Mecca, on the outskirts, خَسَفَ اللَّهُ بِأَوَلِهِمْ وَأَخِرِهِمْ, Allah is going to do a landslide, Allah is going to make the land swallow the entire army. Everybody existing in that place will be swallowed by the earth. So Aisha radiallahu anha, قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ فِيهُمُ السُّقَى وَمَنْ لَيْسَ فِيهِمْ, that in this place happens at the same this time that some people are there by coincidence or are forced to be there. Why the earth is swallowing them? So the Prophet said, يَخْسِفُ اللَّهُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرُهُمْ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُونَ عَلَى نِيَّتِهِمْ, Allah is going to make the earth swallow everybody, but when they are resurrected in the Day of Judgment, they are classified based on their intentions on the heart. Why you were there? Oh, you wanted to attack Mecca. You go here. Why you were there? Oh, I was just going shopping. No, you go here. But in this life, it's one boat, one ship. Everybody is swallowed by the earth. Everybody sinks. We are all in one boat. So Allah decides based on the wills. He does not interfere with your will. You will what you want to will, but He decides what is going to actually happen. How is this, and the conclusion, how is this decision is made? It's made based on how much will generated, how much effort and commitment by the good guys, how much effort and commitment by the bad guys. If the effort and commitments by the collective overall effort and commitment of the bad guys is more, then the aeroplane goes down. But if the overall effort and commitment of the good guys are more, then the aeroplane goes up. If they are even, then the aeroplane is even. So it's all by the effort. كَمَا تَكُونُوا يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, it's up to you, whatever in your heart. Whatever is in your heart, okay, you get leadership similar to your heart. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, Allah will not change what is outside unless you change what's in your heart. This is the bottom line. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا.